Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are great and mighty. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. Nobody greater, nobody holier, nobody mighty like you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we appreciate you, Father. We give you all the glory, all the praise, all the thanksgiving. We appreciate you as our Lord. Truly, you are the Lord, hallelujah, that we adore. We bless you this morning. We honor you. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanks this morning, oh God. You are a mighty King. You are the Almighty Father. You are Almighty God. You are Lord. You are Shepherd. You are King. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you that you are the one who grant our request. You said whatever we ask in your name, believing, you will grant it. Hallelujah. According to your will and your plan for our lives. What a great God you are. You hear. Hallelujah. You answer. Hallelujah. Oh, you heard before we call. Hallelujah. We are thanking you this morning that you are great and mighty. You are high and holy. But, Father, I thank you that you are reachable. Hallelujah. We can reach out, hallelujah, to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you're always available. Hallelujah. We thank you for your availability, Lord God. You don't have to be there, but you are. You are mighty. You are the one true and living God that we can call on. Oh, all the time. You never forsake us. You never leave us. You are a faithful friend. You are closer than a brother. You are closer than anyone to us, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We appreciate you, Father. We bless you this morning. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We praise you. We honor you today. You are King and you are Lord. You are Savior and you are friend. Oh, hallelujah, this morning, hallelujah. You are the great and mighty I Am, hallelujah. We appreciate you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. And, Father, we cover everything connected with Bible Storyland, every person, all their families with the blood of Jesus. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We bind up retaliation, revenge, that the enemy would try to sin. We send it back to him in Jesus' name. All we bless and honor you today. You are King. You are Lord. You are Abba Father. No God great like you. No God holy like you. No God mighty like you. You are Almighty Father. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving this morning. We honor you as Lord. We honor you as King. We honor you as Shepherd and Father. We honor you that you are Almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. No matter what, hallelujah, Lord God, you are with us. No matter what, you'll never forsake us. You're an eternal God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you this morning. We just appreciate you, Father God. We lift you up, hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, for drawing people in our families unto you for salvation, healing, deliverance, for drawing our city, our state, our nations unto you, O God. In the name of Jesus, drawing every continent unto you, O God. Oh, Lord, we lift you up this morning. You'll be lifted up, hallelujah. O God, it's you that we glorify, it's you that we magnify, it's you, O God. It's you, O God, that we love and adore. It's you, O God, that we appreciate. It's you, O God, that we are so grateful that you, the Most High God, love us. O God, you love us so much that you gave Jesus to die for us. Hallelujah. What a great God you are. You are Almighty Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are Almighty Lord. Hallelujah. No God great like you, O God. Oh, Father, we just come to show much appreciation, to give you joyful thanksgiving, joyful praise this morning to our King. You are King of Kings. You are the Lord God Almighty. You are Alpha. You are Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the mighty healer. You are the one who heals us of our soul's diseases. What a great God you are. What a mighty God you are. Nobody greater. Nobody holier than you. We are so thankful that you, the Most High God, meet us daily in the secret place. So, Father, even as we dwell in the secret place with you, O Most High, we are abiding under your shadow. We say of you, Lord, you are refuge, you are fortress, you are strength, you are a way maker. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you that it's through Jesus. Oh, God, let us possess the gates of the enemy. Establish the gates of praise in our lives, oh, God. We release the battering ram against the gates of hell in the name of Jesus. The gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let the gates of our lives and our city be open to you, that you are the King of glory. Come in. In the name of Jesus, open to us the gates of righteousness. In the name of Jesus, strengthen the bars of our gates in Jesus' name. Break the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, open before us the gates that we might go in and receive the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches and secret places, O God. We rebuke every enemy in the gates. Let all the gates of our lives and city be repaired through the Holy Spirit. Let the valley gate be repaired. Let the gate of the fountain represent the flow of the Holy Spirit be repaired. Let the sheep gate represent the apostolic be repaired, O God. Let the fish gate represent evangelism be repaired, Father God. Let the old gate represent the moves of the past be repaired, Father. In the name of Jesus, let the dung gate represent deliverance be repaired. In the name of Jesus, let the water gate represent the preaching and teaching be repaired, O God. Let the east gate represent the glory be repaired, O God. Let the waters flow through the utter gate into our lives, past our ankles, past our loins, past our neck. Make our gates of carbuncles, O God. In the name of Jesus, may gates be open to us continually to receive blessings in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we command the north gate, the south gate, the east gate, and the west gate to open in our city to the King of glory. We rebuke all the enemies that would stand at the gate and try to stop salvation from entering in. We pray for the apostolic gatekeepers in our cities to arise and take their places. Let the gates of our lives and our cities be shut to uncleanness, witchcraft, drugs, perversion, and wickedness in the name of Jesus. We pray for the gateway cities in our nation to become gateways of righteousness and not iniquity. Lord, raise up Bethel churches, Bethel schools, Bethel workplaces that will be the gates of heaven. Lord, raise up apostolic gate churches that will usher the presence and revelation, your presence, into our region in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning for blessing us, oh God, with life and health and strength on Bible Story Land. We adore you this morning. We bless you as King. We bless you as Lord. We bless you as Abba, Father, Savior, Lord, and King. Hallelujah. Oh, we are so happy this morning that the King of Kings joined us as well as everyone else. Hallelujah. We're so grateful this morning for each of you. We are happy that you joined us this morning on Bible Story Land and that this is the day. This is a great day. This is a great day to honor God. This is a great day to do His will. This is a great day to obey God. Today is Joyful Praise Day on Bible Story Land. And God honors his word above his name, and so do we. We read from the book of Psalms this morning, Psalm 17. In case you want to join us, we're going to read in Psalm 17. Early do we rise and bless the Lord. Early do we rise and bless the Lord. Psalm 17. Hear the right, O Lord. Attend unto our cry. Give ear to our prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. In the name of Jesus. Let our sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proved our heart. Thou hast visited us in the night. Thou hast tried us and shall find nothing. We have purposed that our mouth shall not transgress. concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, we have kept, oh God, we have kept us from the path of the destroyer. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the path of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy path, that my foot slip not, in the name of Jesus. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them that put their trust in thee from those that rise against them. Keep us as the apple of your eye, hide us under the shadow of your almighty wings, from the wicked that oppress us, from the deadly enemies who compass us about. They are enclosed in their own fat, their own mouth speak proudly. They have not compassed us in our steps. They have set their eyes bowing down to the earth, like as a lion greedy of his prey, and as it were a lion lurking in secret places. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver our souls from the wicked, which is thy sword, from men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world, which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with hid treasure. They are full of children and leave the rest of their substance to their babes. As for us, we will behold thy face in righteousness. We shall be satisfied when we awake with thy likeness. Hallelujah. We need more of you, O God. Fill us up, O God. Fill us up. We need more of you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, fill us up this morning, O God. O God, we thank you. We joyfully praise you, O God. We give you thanksgiving this morning, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, this is the morning we've come to give you highest praise as we lift our voices in praise and song unto you. Glory to your name. We have with us this morning Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. We also have her cousin with us from Jacksonville, Florida, Jackie Trapp. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing wonderful, praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Thanking that he gave us abundant life today. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Had so many good things that happened during the week. On Sunday, I drove my cousin Deborah to Louisville for her appointment. She is going to have a kidney transplant. We're already claiming that. So this was the first step. We went to the doctor on Monday, and everything is looking good. We're going back at the end of September. And then I took my husband to Nashville on Wednesday, and he got a good report. We don't have to go back there for 2 years. My mom was talking a little bit this week, and she was eating some and took her medicine. So I'm just so happy. I'm so happy.
Amen. Me too. Oh, that's a great report to hear. Thank you for sharing it. Praise
yes,
the Lord.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And then on tomorrow, I'm celebrating my first pastoral anniversary. It's tomorrow. So my home church will be our special guest. They're coming for a 3 o'clock service tomorrow. And tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, one of my classmates, Reverend Ronnie Coffey, is going to deliver the message. So we're looking for a good weekend. Now, tonight, the church is taking me to my favorite restaurant tonight at Red Lobster, and this is a surprise. I'm not supposed to know about it, but one of the other ladies sent an email out asking if anybody else wanted to go, and she sent the email to me. So I know about it. But anyway, we're going to have a good time.
I know it.
Yes.
Oh,
God is so good. He is so good. I can't thank God for being so good. He never ceases to amaze. I tell you, he never ceases to amaze.
Amen. Well, what are you going to sing this morning?
Now, tell me what today is. What is today?
It's Joyful Praise Day.
Oh, my goodness. Joyful Praise. I am so thankful. I am so thankful. Oh, for you. Let's see. Well, my one of my favorites is This Little Light of Mine. So I'll do that one this morning.
Amen.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen. Yes, indeed. We got to let our light shine everywhere we go, neighborhood, city to city, state to state, all out in every city, every country, every continent. Thank you so much, Pastor Don, and thank you for the good report. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Father God, I just thank you for this mighty woman of God, Pastor Donna Hawkins. And Lord, we thank you. You have given her a year, oh God, at Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. And Lord, you've been faithful to her. You've been so faithful. You've been holding up her arms, oh God. You've been delivering her and taking care of her. And Lord, when she thought things were going to be one way, you turned them around for her good, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for her cousin Deborah, who, Lord God, is waiting for a kidney transplant. And Lord, we know you to be a great healer. You are able to replace kidneys. You are able to replace organs, oh God, without even a knife coming upon us. You are able to do everything. You are Almighty God. Hallelujah. And Lord, I thank you for her husband's good report. Oh God, for 2 years, Lord God, he doesn't have to go back to visit the doctor, oh God, of the earth. But I thank you that you, oh God, he'll visit you every day, the great physician, the almighty physician, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I thank you, Father God, for we are praising you. We are honoring you. We are joyfully praising you this morning for the good report in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Coffee, who's going to come tomorrow and bring the word, hallelujah, a word, oh God, in due season, a rhema word for your people at Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. And we thank you for her home church coming, oh God. Oh God, I thank you that they're going to lift you up like never before. They're going to give you praise and thanksgiving. And Lord, we're so grateful, Lord God, even for the supposedly secret dinner tonight where they're supposedly surprising Pastor Donna, Lord God. But Lord, the word got out, hallelujah, oh God, for the celebration tonight. So Father God, even though she knows about it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, it's going to be a great surprise celebration. Surprises probably she doesn't even know about, hallelujah. So we give you glory, praise, and honor, and thanksgiving, oh God. Oh God, you give good gifts to your children, hallelujah, with no sorrow, hallelujah. You are a mighty King, the Almighty God, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we're so grateful for Mother Newsom talking, oh, God, as you lead her. Oh, Father, we're looking forward to the day when she gets out of her bed and do a praise dance unto you. Hallelujah. 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 You are her light and her salvation. You are the strength of Mother Newsom's life. And we bless and honor you this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, we have Jackie Travis on with us and Karen Itell. So, Jackie, we want to say good morning to you. And Karen is going to play after you. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning, Sister G. I am happy for the season. Okay. What'd you say? Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
Oh, I said I'm happy for the same reasons my cousin's happy. The report about my sister.
The
report about Henderson. The report about Aunt Valerie. The report, I'm so glad that she's having a pastor's anniversary. That is so nice. I'm just happy right along with her. I'm happy, and I'm happy today because my daughter's going to help me sing this morning. She's laying here, but she's going to help me sing. Gloria Janae is going to help me sing this morning.
Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Girl, you are blessed.
You doing okay, Sister G?
Huh?
Are you doing okay, Sister G?
I am doing wonderful. Thank the Lord.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm just glad that you have this show every Saturday, give people an opportunity and chance to sing that need to exercise their voices every week. This is so wonderful. I thank you so much.
I thank the Lord every day for what he's doing. Hallelujah. Preparing us for Bible Storyland Weekly. Thank God for you all coming on. I praise the Lord for you all. Thank you. And thank God for Gloria, too, coming on. Hallelujah.
All right. That's great. And Reb, I want to say Reb is back home and everything. It seems like no matter who I work for, I always end up going back to Reb. And I don't know how it works like, but the Lord knows how to work everything out. So
yes,
I know he works it all out. So that's what
happens. Pastor
Huggins,
talking about?
Yes, Pastor Huggins. Yeah, he's back home.
Okay, good. Hallelujah. I was praying for him the other day.
Thank you so much. Okay. The victory is mine. That's what we're going to sing.
Thank you.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I chose Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Joy today is mine. When I woke this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I knew the Lord would bring me out. So I got down on my knees and Lord help me please. And victory today is mine. Peace is mine. Peace is mine. Peace today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Peace today is mine. Happiness is mine. Happiness is mine. Happiness today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Happiness today is mine.
Oh, Lord, thank you.
When I woke this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I knew the Lord would bring me out. Got down on my knees, I said, Lord, help me please. Victory today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine.
Oh, yeah.
I told Satan
You know, we get empty sometimes, just like a car get empty of gas. We get empty, but the Lord will fill our cup. When we pray, when we worship, when we read and study the word, he'll fill us up. We need to be filled up, especially with the word. We need God to write the word on the tables of our heart that we will not sin against him. So I thank God, Karen. That was awesome. Thank you, Jackie and Gloria. Thank you, Pastor Donna. Oh, my God. I just thank God for each of you. Well, this morning, our speaker is from Jacksonville, Florida. He's a mighty man of God. Oh, my God, he's so mighty. He's married, got two beautiful children. He's an elder at the Little Rock House of Prayer. And I tell you what, he is an awesome teacher of the word. Oh, Lord, he's full of the word. He like the walking word. You know how some people say, you know, they like the walking dictionary. No, he like the walking word of God. He's full of scriptures, full of scriptures. The anointing is all over him. He's anointed to preach, and you know what? He leads the praise team as well at the church. Oh, Jesus, you talk about, you want the anointing to come? My God, step into his class where he is a great teacher. You know he's part of the fivefold ministry where the Lord called the apostles and the pastors and pastors and the teachers and the prophets. Well, he's anointed to teach. But guess what? When he brings forth the word of God, he's a pastor as well. He can speak. Oh, my God, the word changed. The atmosphere changed when he brings forth the word. The whole atmosphere changed. It's like God, he just his praise just ushers the Lord in, and the Lord just does some changing when this man of God brings forth the word. He's a young man, got a beautiful wife, two small children. His father is the pastor, but he's the elder. So we're thanking God for Elder Earl Anderson III this morning. Good morning, Elder Anderson. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Sister D. Good morning to everybody that's on the line. It's a blessing. It's an honor to be here.
Amen. We are honored you joined us. I know you're a busy man, but we thank God you joined us.
Yes, ma'am. I'm honored. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Let God have his way.
Amen. We just truly give honor to God, to my friend, Sister G, one that has been so encouraging and has inspired me since the day she met me. And I'm just so appreciative of that. I just thank God for all the women and men of God that's on the line, those that sung those awesome songs. We bless you. We thank God for you. Don't want to be before you too long. I know it's Saturday. I know everybody has plans, but I just want to drop this this word in your system this morning. Just a little nugget. God was just sharing something with me on yesterday, so I thought it not robbery to share it with you this morning. He took me to Numbers 13, where God told Moses to send out the 12 spies to spy the land, the promised land. And one particular verse that I end up going to was Numbers 13 and 30. But God told Moses what to do. He gave him instructions. Moses wasn't to instruct the spies to go out, spy this land, this promised land. Oftentimes in our life, God is positioning us. God is showing us what's to come. And oftentimes we are blinded by things naturally that we see. And a lot of times what end up happening is because we're so blinded naturally, we never receive the things that God has for us spiritually. So what Caleb, I was so intrigued by Caleb because all the spies went out. All 12, they went out. They saw the same thing. They witnessed the same thing. They came back. They reported back to Moses, to Aaron. And it says in verse 25, after exploring the land for 40 days, the men returned to Moses and Aaron and the whole community of Israel at Kadesh in the wilderness of Paran. They reported to the whole community what they had seen and showed them the fruit they had taken from the land. I just want to stop right there for a moment, because what God often would do, he will show you that very thing that's for you, whether it be a promotion on your job, whether it be a husband or a wife, or whether it be something that he's going to do great in the ministry for you. Whatever it may be, God will show it to you through a dream, through a vision. He might send a prophet. He might send a servant. He might send somebody to you to speak it over your life. He'll show it to you. And this is what he did, amen, for Caleb and Joshua and the tribe. He showed this very land to them. And what begins to happen, it says, it went on to say in verse 26, this was their report to Moses. They said, we entered the land you sent us to explore, and it is indeed bountiful, a bountiful country, a land flowing with milk and honey. Here is the kind of fruit it produces. But the people living there are powerful, and their towns are large and fortified. We even saw giants there, the descendants of Anak. The Amalekites live in the Negev, and the Hittites, Jebusites, the Amorites live in the hill country. The Canaanites live along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea and along the Jordan Valley. So what they did, they got kind of discouraged. Oftentimes in our lives, when God has made us a promise, we start to look at things naturally and we start to get discouraged. God said, I'm going to give you this. God said, this is yours. And because we can't see it at that point in time, we be blinded. We get blinded by trials and tribulations. And just like these spies, they was blinded by the giants. They was blinded by the fortified cities, these cities that had big walls. And it was blinded by other people living in the country. But what God wanted them to see is that what's for you is for you. And this morning, I just want to speak for about 6 minutes with the message entitled, Hello from the Other Side. See, sometimes you have to be able to see your blessing from the other side, because the enemy, he knows what's in store, and anything he can do to stop you or to block you or to confuse you from getting to that other side, he's going to do it. Anything that he can put in your path, any stumbling block, anything that he may try to deceive you with in order to stop you from getting to the very thing that God has for you. But one thing about God, God will show it to you. Amen. Just like he did Caleb. Amen. And he didn't just tell them, amen, that he was just going to give them the land, you know, but he also allowed them to go over there and spy. God has shown you some things. Amen. Some ministry. There's some that's been praying for God to bless the ministry. There's some that's been praying for God to heal the family, to save the family. There's been some that's been praying for jobs. There's been some that's been praying for promotion. There's been some that's been praying for homes and cars. There's been some, and God has shown it to you, but the enemy, amen, is trying, amen, to deceive you by showing you something different. Amen. These other spies, amen, they saw the same thing that Caleb saw. They saw the same thing, amen. Caleb saw the same thing they saw. Amen. But they report, they came back with fear. They said, oh, God, oh, we saw giants. Amen. That's somebody right now. You know, God is saying, amen, that the home is yours. You say, oh, God, my credit not right. God is saying, amen, that you will, amen, be married. You say, oh, God, I don't have a job. It's so many things, amen, that you have allowed to distract you and to blind you, amen, from reaching the very thing that God has for you. Amen. So they came back, amen, and what they did, and they came back and reported back, amen, to Moses. They discouraged the other people. Amen. Amen. Oftentimes, amen, you can't allow what somebody else been through, amen, to distract you from what God says is yours. Oftentimes, amen, you got to realize your journey is not their journey. Their journey is not your journey. Amen. Maybe their marriage didn't work, but God said, I'm going to send you a spouse. Amen. Amen. Maybe they had to move out of the home, but God said, I'm going to give you a home. Amen. Maybe they didn't get the promotion on the job, but God said, I'm going to give you the promotion. Amen. We cannot be discouraged from what other people say. Amen. Their journey is their journey. Amen. Your journey is your journey. But what I love about this, amen, is right in verse number 30, amen, Caleb, he said, but Caleb tried to quiet the people as they stood before Moses. He said, let's go at once to take the land. He said, we can certainly, I need somebody this morning that has a Caleb mentality. Amen. Regardless of what they see, amen, regardless of what they heard, amen, you can say hello, amen, from the other side, amen, because God has shown me, amen, that I will possess that very thing I've been praying for, amen. I will possess that very thing I've been fasting and seeking God for, amen. Doesn't matter the stumbling blocks that's in my way now. Doesn't matter the big giants and the big problems that's in my way now, amen. God has shown me something, amen, that's going to be for me, and I got to have the faith, amen. I wish somebody this morning would have the faith of Caleb and say, God, no matter what it seems like right now, no matter what it feels like right now, I just believe that it's mine. I can conquer it. I will get there. I will continue, amen, to be patient. I will continue to stand. I will continue to wait, amen, because God made a promise, amen. I believe we serve the type of God, amen. If he says it, then that sells it, amen. Caleb just had the faith to believe. I know what these other spies said. I believe that's what Caleb said. I know what they're talking about. But I just believe what God said, amen. Many people, amen, they will try to discourage you along this journey, amen. Maybe they don't have the type of faith you have, amen. Maybe they don't trust God the way you trust him. But you got to have a Caleb mentality, because one thing about it, you will never be able to reach it. You'll never be able to receive it if you don't believe it. Amen. You can't look at it from the natural eye. Amen. Amen. You got to tap in spiritually. Amen. Amen. Because when you look at it naturally, it'll scare you. Amen. Just like it despises, you know, all they seen, amen, with these giants. Amen. Amen. All they seen, amen. Amen. And you got to understand, you know, they saw, amen, the tribe of Anak, you know, these people, you know, they were just large people, you know, big people. Amen. And sometimes we look at these problems as real big in our life. Amen. But if you keep on trusting God, sometimes it might not happen right there. It might not happen in 3 months. It might not happen in 3 years. Amen. It might not happen in 3 days. Amen. But you got to stand on the word of God. If God made a promise, amen, then you got to believe that promise. Here's Caleb. Amen. He said, but the other men, in verse 31, who had explored the land with him, they disagreed. Amen. See, they disagreed. They didn't have the faith. See, like I said, you're always looking for people to validate, amen, what God has told you. But sometimes people just not going to have that faith like you. Amen. Sometimes people just not going to believe like you. Amen. So they disagreed with Caleb, because Caleb said, we can take it. Caleb said, let's go over there. Let's go ahead and possess it. Amen. But the other spies, amen, they was fearful because of what they saw. Said, we can't go up against them. This is the other spies. Amen. They are stronger than we are. So they spread this bad report about the land among the Israelites. The land we traveled through and explored will devour anyone who goes to live there. All the people we saw were huge. And this is why I want to park here for a moment, because as I stated earlier, there are some people, amen, that's in your life, that's in your circle, amen, that does not have the faith, amen. And somebody had, at one point in time, amen, they had the ambition, amen. They had the drive, amen. God told them that they was going to own their own business. They were making preparations. And you allow somebody along the way to tell you, you're not qualified. You allow somebody along the way to discourage you and tell you that you can't. But I'm here to tell you this morning, amen, you got to see this blessing from the other side, amen. If God said it, amen, doesn't matter if mama don't believe, doesn't matter if daddy don't believe, sister or brother, amen, his best friend don't believe, if God said it, amen, and if you believe it, it shall come to pass. Don't lose your focus. Somebody has lost their focus, amen. Somebody has given up. Amen, because of somebody else's report. Amen, because of how somebody else felt about the situation. Amen. But what did God tell you? Amen. I believe he allowed Caleb, amen, to go over there and see it for himself. Amen. So that way, amen, that nobody, amen, nobody, amen, could come and talk him. God has shown you visions, amen, when nobody else was around, amen. God has given it to you in dreams, amen, when nobody else around, amen. God has allowed somebody to speak it over your life when nobody else was allowed, amen. That's why I say you can allow people to talk you out of your destiny. You can't allow people to talk you out. I'm so glad, amen, I'm so glad that Caleb, amen, had the faith that he had, amen. Even in my life, I'm so glad this encouraged me and it inspired me no matter what others say, amen, no matter what how others feel, amen. What did God tell me? Amen. What did God reveal to me? What did God show me? Amen. I got to see this blessing from the other side. Amen. Amen. God, amen, has a plan, amen, for everybody's life. Amen. Amen. God has a destiny. Amen. God has a purpose. Amen. For everybody. Amen. And so you might not understand. See, these other spots, they didn't understand. Amen. Because of fear, because of doubt. They didn't understand. But Caleb understood, amen, that land, amen, was there. That land, they was going to possess. You got to see your blessing just like that, amen. If they don't understand, it's okay. I understand, amen, amen. If they don't believe, that's okay. I believe, amen. It's yours, amen, and you got to go possess it. He said in verse number 33, they said, these spies said, we even saw giants. Look at them. Still doubting, amen, still afraid. They're the descendants of Anak. Next to them, we felt like grasshoppers, and that's what they thought too, amen. So what they did, amen, the people of Israel, amen, they allowed these spies to come back with this negative report, amen. They allowed these spies, amen, to really stop them, amen, from moving forward, amen, and possessing this land. Amen. I'm here to encourage somebody as I close. Amen. Do not allow, amen, the enemy. Do not allow people, amen, to stop you from possessing what's yours. Amen. I know, amen, the problem seemed hard. I know it seemed like you've been going through for a long time. I know God said he was going to wipe the debt. Amen. You're still 5 years in. I know God said he was going to send you a spouse. Amen. That was 3 years ago and you're still alone. I know God said he was going to give you that job. He was going to give you that home. Amen. He was going to give you that ministry. Amen. He was going to add to the ministry. Amen. And I know there's only five people in the ministry right now. Amen. I understand that. Amen. But God is preparing you, amen, for greater. Amen. God is preparing you, amen, for that promise. Amen. You just have to believe. God want to know how bad do you want it. Amen. Amen. A lot of times he just can't just give it to us. Amen. He got to see, do we really want it? That's why he allowed Caleb to go see. Amen. Yeah, I want you to see, amen, the enemy. I want you to see, amen, these giants. Amen. I want you to see these 45 walls. I want you to see God will put us in a place where we can see, you know, these things that we have to face. But at the same time, we got to have a Caleb mentality. Amen. If God be for us, see, you know, who could be against? If God say it's ours, then it's ours. Somebody got to start looking at it from the other side. You've been blinded, amen, from one side. You've been blinded looking at this blessing naturally, amen. So you got to tap into, amen, the spirit, man, amen. You got to believe, amen, that if God has given it to you at some point in time, amen, amen, God is going to release it. And one thing about God, because of Caleb's faithfulness, amen, a lot of them Israelites, amen, they had to die. They didn't believe. They never made it over, amen. And that's what I'm saying. When you start to doubt, when you start to have fear, you'll never receive what God has for you. But because Caleb, amen, because Caleb saw his blessing from the other side, amen, amen, it was years, amen, the Bible talks about 45 years, amen, amen, down the line, amen, he asked, amen. He ended up going, amen, and asking, amen, for that personal inheritance, amen, and said, the Bible says 45 years later, the land was given to him. I'm here to tell you, amen, amen, it doesn't matter how long you got to wait, amen, but when God make a promise to you, you got to believe it, amen. You got to have faith, amen. You got to be willing to fight for it, amen. You got to be willing to wait for it. Amen, amen. And then at the point in time, you got to be ready to go possess that blessing. Amen. So I'm here to encourage somebody, amen, just this Saturday morning, amen, to not get so caught up amen, and what it looks like now. Don't get so caught up in what you see now, but you got to understand, amen, God has a blessing on the other side for you. Amen, God got some plans, amen, God got a purpose for you, amen. And although it doesn't seem like it's happening, I know you've been praying, I know you've been fasting, I know you've been seeking God, and it seems like God has not answered, amen. But I heard some testimonies this morning, amen, that God is still healing. I heard some testimonies this morning that God is still moving. I heard, amen, some testimonies, amen, that God is still providing. God is still making a way. God is still doing great things in our lives, amen. So hold on, amen, to the promise, amen, that God, amen, has spoken over your life, amen. And I do believe, amen, at the right appointed time, amen, you will be able to see the blessing on the other side. So we just thank God, amen, for this word. I hope that this word, amen, can go with you the rest of the day. Amen. If there was anybody, amen, that was struggling, amen, that had any doubt, amen, because we're human and we go through those things, amen, where we just feel like, amen, God is just not there. God is just not answered, amen. But God has an appointed time for everything, amen. So don't be discouraged, amen. Don't be dismayed, amen. Understand, amen, that whatever promise that God has made to you, whatever dream, amen, whatever vision that God has given you, it shall come to pass, amen. You keep on believing, amen. You keep on having faith, amen, and allow God to do the rest. So we thank God, amen. If I could, amen, I just want to, amen, just speak a quick prayer, amen, this morning, amen. Dear gracious God, amen, we just thank you, God, for your word, Father. We thank you, God, for God allowing me, Father, to open up my mouth, God, and speak the very words, God, that you have given us. Now, bless God. God, we got those on the line, God, from near and from far, God. God, bless those, God, that stand, God, in the need, God, of a blessing, God. God, we pray, Father, that, God, that you continue, Father, to open up the windows of heaven, God, and continue to pour them out a blessing, God. God, we just thank you, God, for anybody, God, that's doubting, God, anybody with fear, God. God, help them to stand strong, God, in these times, God. God, help them to continue, God, to believe, God, that there's nothing too hard for you, God. God, we just thank you, God. God, we just appreciate you, God. We just love you, God. God, because we know, Father, that you sit high and you look low, God. God, there's some things, God, that you have promised us, God. God, help us to hold out, God. God, help us to be able to, God, to endure, God, and to persevere, God. God, until, God, you bless us, God. God, we got to be, God, just like God. Just like, God, your servant, God. God, that just continue, Father, to stand, God. God, no matter what we see, no matter what we hear, God, we got to stand, God, on the promises of God, Father. Father, so we love you, God. And as we go, God, along our day, God, be with us, God. God, protect us, lead us, and God, and this is our prayer. In your most precious Son, Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen. Thank God for the word. Hello from the other side. That was a power-packed word. You know, I really appreciate you, Elder Anderson. You're a young man on the battlefield for the Lord. But I tell you what, the Lord gave you the word. He gave you the word today. Hello from the other side about, you know, how giants come. And we see all kinds of things. But you know what? God wants us to see what he gives us, not what the world shows us, what he gives us. You know, it's all kind of stuff on the news. We hear about all this murder, killing, robbery, stealing, all this. But guess what? Whose report will you believe? So we believe God's report. His report is the report to listen to. We got to listen to him. So I thank God for, you know, he said, you know, keep on trusting God for the promise. God has promised you some things, promised me some things. They shall come to pass. God is not a man that he should lie. So I thank God, you know, for the word. And, you know, that word is for us today. Keep trusting God for the promise. Believe God. God said it. It shall come to pass. Don't allow the enemy to stop you from what God has promised. So I thank God for that word. It was awesome. And you know what? The word that God gave me is so similar. It says, would you agree with the devil? Caleb didn't agree with the devil. The devil was trying to tell him all kinds of things. They couldn't possess the land. I'm asking you a question. Would you agree with the devil? Whose report will you believe? What if you, a child of God, was agreeing with the devil, but you didn't even know it? You were unaware of it. You know, when you disbelieve, When you have unbelief, you agree with the devil. What's agreement? It's harmony, you know, accordance, the opinion, corresponding with the devil. But whose report will you believe? Let's not agree with the devil. I pray for God to give all of us a great measure of discernment. Whose report will you believe? You know, are you going to believe the doctor? The doctor said. So, but what did God say? The doctor said, you know, I'm sick. But what did God say? The pastor said. The pastor told, you know, had this word, but that wasn't what God said. The teacher said. The teacher said, my child need Ritalin. But what did God say? The neighbor said, you know, I'm unfriendly. But what did God say? The attorney said, you know, this case is just too tough. But what did God say? The judge said, you know, this verdict is not in my favor. But what did God say? Are we close enough to God to hear his report? God said, you know, we are healed by stripes. Isaiah 53:5 says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was upon, you know, upon chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we're healed. Satan come in with lies, deceit, treachery. You know, he's trying to convince you that, you know, God didn't say that. No, God's not going to do it. Look how long it's taken. You heard what Elder Anderson said. You know, no matter how long it takes, God shall come through with what he promised. Mark 11:22, Jesus said, have faith in God. How do we develop a relationship with God so that he can guide us all day long? When he guides us, faith is going to be there. How can we develop a relationship with God so we can hear his audible voice? When we hear him, we're not going to have no doubt. How can we develop a relationship with God so that we are led by spirit, even when we're sleeping? You know, sometimes I wake up and I'm like, you know, I hear myself praying in my sleep, and I wake up and I'm like, ooh. You know, how can we develop a relationship with God so that we obey his commandments? Matthew 21:22 says, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Believe the promises God gave to you. Hello, from the other side. You know, God is speaking. God is speaking to you from the other side. 1 John 5:15. And if we know that we hear, that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have our request that we desire of God. He's going to grant our request, but sometimes you got to wait on God. What is God's report concerning sickness? What's his report? Exodus 15:26, if you diligently heed to the voice of the Lord God, your God, if you diligently heed to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments, keep his statutes, he said he will put none of these diseases on you which he brought upon the Egyptians, those who are, you know, out there in the world. For I am the Lord that heals you. You got to believe his report. Job 5:17-18, behold, happy is the man whom God corrects. Therefore, do not despise the chastening of the Almighty. For he bruises, but he binds up. He wounds, but his hands make whole. Don't we serve a great God? Whose report are you believing? What is God's report concerning obedience? You know what he said. John 14:15, if you love me, what you going to do? Keep his commandments. Acts 5:29, but Peter and the apostles answered, we must obey God rather than man. What did Caleb say? We've got to do what God say. God said, it's for us. We got to go possess the land. 1 John 5:3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Just like Jesus was tested in the wilderness, the devil come to test us. Matthew 4:1-11. Elder Anderson, you still there?
Yes, okay. I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, okay,
I'm here.
Can you read Matthew 4, 1 through 11 for me? Matthew 4, 1 through 11. Jesus was tested, and we are tested as well. Matthew 4, 1 through 11. You know, whose report are you going to believe? You know, you say sometimes, Lord, but this is too hard. No, you could do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Amen. Matthew 4?
Matthew 4, chapter, verses 1 through 11. Yep. That's about Jesus. Jesus was tested. He most certainly
okay,
was. All right, go ahead, read.
Okay, Matthew 4, verses 4 through 11.
Yes.
But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. And he said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. In verse 11, then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him.
You see how Jesus was tested? We're going to be tested as well. He was tested in so many different ways. And this was after he had fasted 40 days. You know, it wasn't like one day. You know, I sometimes fast one day, you know, 12 hours. But he had fasted 40 days. He didn't have anything to eat. 40 days. He was hungry. So the devil came to tempt him. And don't you know the devil going to come to tempt you as well? He going to say, God didn't say that. That's what he told Eve. He said, no, God didn't say that. So God knew if you, you're going to be just him. So, what? You know, we're going to be tested. The devil was tested in so many, Jesus was tested in so many different ways. And those are the same ways we're going to be tested, just like that. So prepare yourself, because God does come. He does come. But God is going to come forth for you, even when the devil tests you. You know, the word of God in 1 John 2:16 says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the devil, the world. Jesus, just like Jesus passed the test when he was tested, we're going to pass the test. But you know how he passed the test. He stayed connected with the Father, and we've got to do the same thing. We got to stay connected with the Father. That's how we're going to pass the test. And he rebuked the devil. He said, get away from me. Get away from me. He rebuked him every time. Every time this devil came to present certain things to him, he said, get behind me, Satan. It is written. Now, you got to know the word. You can't let the devil come in and change the word like he did. You got to know the word of God. That's what I admire about Elder Anderson. He knows the word. He's full of the word of God. You got to know the word of God. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? We ain't got nothing we can give in exchange for our soul. God is the one who heals of our soul's diseases. We got to depend on God. We got to depend on him for everything, for our very breath, for our life, for our promises. Those promises are yea and amen. They shall come forth. Now, you know, salvation is a powerful gift that God gives. He gives us so we can be saved from destruction. You know, the devil comes to destroy, to kill, to rob, to destroy us. But God says, no, he come in to save us. So, you know, for our relatives who are not saved, we're going to be praying for them today. And backsliding means to play with the devil, to run from God like Jonah did. You playing with the devil. Like the prodigal son, you got to return back to God, repent, and keep, you know, sometimes we slidden off the path and don't even know it. Sometimes I go to God and I say, Lord, forgive me whatever I did. I don't know all your laws. I don't know all your statutes. Forgive me if I sinned against you, the mighty God. So we got to continually seek the counsel of the Almighty. He'll let you know, look here, you doing this today, that's not right. Shut the phone down. Spend time in the secret place with me. Shut down everything. Get in place with me. He going to tell. Don't you know God speak to you if you listen to him? He's going to always be speaking to you. So you just got to listen to him. Listen when he speaks, because he talks. He talks to you. He talks. Just got to listen. So how do we listen? Through the word of God. And sometimes God speaks directly to you. He speaks directly to you. Sometimes I'm out in the marketplace, out in the street. He said, look, go over there and pray for him. Go over there and pray for her. Do you obey when he tells you? You got to obey. Sometimes I've had to repent for not being obedient to God. We got to do what he tells you. We got to do what he tells us. So I thank God this morning. We have Victoria on the line with us. Good morning, Victoria. She may have her phone on mute, but she's there.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Thank God for you being here with us. And I know we did have Shannon Butler on the line with us this morning. You know what? It's prayer time. We're going to be praying this morning. We have Elder Anderson and Minister Victoria, we're going to ask you to join us in prayer this morning. So it is prayer time on Bible Storyland. We thank God for the word this morning from Minister Anderson. That was a power-packed word, a word from the other side. You know, God is always speaking. It's just up to us to hear hello from the other side. We just got to hear what God is saying. You know, sometimes we're too busy. We got this on and all the loud music on and the radio on and the TV on and the boombox on and Facebook on, and I'm guilty. So many days I have to repent. Lord, I ain't spent enough time in the secret place with you. So it's prayer time this morning. Elder Anderson, could you pray for Pastor Donna's request, Mother Newsom, Mother Hawkins, Macedonia Baptist Church, and her cousin Deborah is waiting for a kidney transplant. And we're thanking God for the good report for her husband. Don't have to go back to the doctor for 2 years. Hallelujah to that particular doctor. Thank God. And it's Pastor Donna's celebration anniversary. 1 year she's been the pastor. 1 year. She's a new pastor, been a pastor for 1 year at Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. What a great God we serve. I'm sure many days she go like, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to preach about. I don't know how to take care of this situation. But God, the Almighty God, yes, indeed. He said, hello, Pastor Donna from the other side. So I thank God that he through her and he helped her to come, you know, closer with him, and he helped her through every trial, every tribulation. And every time the enemy came, she had to say, get thee hence, Satan, it is written. So I thank God for you praying for those things, and they're going to have a surprise dinner celebration tonight. So if you could include that in your prayer and just pray how, by the Spirit of God, how God leads you. So go right ahead, and I'm going to call on Minister Victoria next. Go ahead.
Amen, Father God. We just thank you, God, once again, God, for what our ears have heard, God. We thank you, God, for, God, all your servants, God, every leader, God, every pastor, God, that Sister G has called out this morning, God. We thank you, God, for the healing, God, of family members, God. God, we thank you, God, for the celebrations of leaders, God. God, we just thank you, God, because we know, Father, that you sit high, you look, oh, God, that you are in full control, God. God, there's no God like you, Father. So, God, we just appreciate you, God. God, on this Saturday morning, God, God, we just thank you, God, for allowing us, God, to wake up, God, to see a brand new day, God, and, God, to get on the storyline, God, and storyline, God, and to give you praise and to give you glory, God. Thank you, God, God, for your leaders, God. God, as they continue to press, God, God, as they continue to go forward, God, give them, God, give them that guidance, God. God, give them, God, that understanding, God. God, give them the wisdom, the knowledge, the patience, God. God, to continue to hold out, God. God, and to endure to the end, God. Give them perseverance, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we need you, God. God, you say, how can they hear, God, without a preacher, God? How can they preach, God, unless they've been sent, God? So, God, in order to hear from you, God, we need your leaders, God. So, God, help them to be steadfast, God, immovable, God. God, always abounding in your word, Father. So we say thank you, God. God, we thank you, God, for Sister G, God. We thank you, God, oh, God, for her faithfulness, God. God, we thank you, God, for her humbleness, God. Continue, God, to bless us, God. God, as the Bible storyline continues to reach the four walls of the earth, God. God, as people begin to call in, as people begin to listen, God, bless them, God, like never before, God. God, let them continue to hear things, God, life-changing things, God. God, that will cause their life to never be the same, God. We just say thank you, God. Oh, God, we appreciate you, God. God, we appreciate you, God, for being who you are, God. God, and we say thank you, God. God, as we go, God, our separate ways, God, as we continue to enjoy our Saturday, God, with our friends and with our family, God, keep us safe. God, keep us covered, God, under your precious blood, Father. God, these and many other blessings, God, we ask in your son Jesus' name. We say amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that powerful prayer. Thank God. All right, Sister Victoria, can you pray for Jackie Travis? You know, she's a caretaker. She takes care of patients and throughout the city of Jacksonville. And pray for her husband and her two daughters and for Pastor Huggins. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Sister G. Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Yes. Could you pray for Jackie Travis, caretaker? Takes care of patients throughout the city of Jacksonville, senior citizens mostly. Pray for her husband and her two daughters and Pastor Huggins, whom she has taken care of so faithfully.
Pastor who?
Huggins. Yeah, H-U-G-G-I-N-S, Pastor Huggins.
Okay. Glory to God. Father, I just thank you for the power to intercede and to stand in the gap. But I lift up, Lord God, your daughter, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for Ms. Jackie Travis, Father. I thank you. As we lift her arms up, Father, I thank you that you renew her, Father, in the name of Jesus. But I thank you, Lord God, for the wisdom, God, that's on the inward part of her, God, that will cause, Lord God, a life-changing experience in the lives of those that she care for, Father. I thank you that our hands are anointed, Father. But I thank you that she will begin to see miracles, God, as being a caretaker, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, cause her, Lord God, to speak things over their lives in the name of Jesus. God, let miracles begin to manifest daily. Lord God, let miracles begin to happen daily, Lord God, in that facility that she works for, Father, in the name of Jesus. But I just thank you, Lord God, for a download. I thank you, Lord God, that even as she studied, Lord God, and even as she comes to you for instructions, Father, Lord God, calls her to be like Deborah. God, calls her to be the one, Lord God, and go in, God, and be out, to know how to disciple, to know how to be a great leader, God, to know how to get the enemy out of the gates of the people, Father. Call her, Lord God, to be the one, Lord God, that will not be afraid of the faces of the people, Lord God. Calls her to be a fighter, Father, in the spirit for the people that are sick and those that can't, Lord God, fight for themselves in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for her husband, Father.
I thank you for the strength of the Lord, the arm of the Lord, the witness of the Lord being as fortunate in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you, Lord God, in this time and in this season, you are taking it into a new realm. Lord God, you are causing to go new heights and new levels in him and you like never before in the name of Jesus. And those things that will try to hold him down, Father, and those things that will try to entrap him, Father, God, we reverse it right now in the name of Jesus. God, I lift up our daughter, Father, and I just thank you, Lord God, for her family being strong and fortified, being a unit, God, standing together, praying together, Father, agreeing that the enemy will not come in their gates in Jesus' name. Those things that come through financial issues, those things that come through, Lord God, family setbacks, and Lord God, those things that cause a disorder, God, we reorder it right now in the name of Jesus, that you will bring order. Lord God, we come up against any dysfunction in the name of Jesus. God, we bless this marriage. We bless this union, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for this now, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the power, oh God, the power to pray and get results in Jesus' name, and every evil power, Lord God, be dismantled over their lives in the name of Jesus. Every cord of powers of the night, God, that will come up against them, every snare, every power of the night be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every evil bondage power of the night be destroyed in Jesus' name. Let every work of the power, Lord God, of the evil one, God, be destroyed over their lives in Jesus' mighty name. And God, we just thank you for your manifestations coming forth, Father, and that which has been held back, God, I think it has been loosened to them now in Jesus' mighty name. I think that this is the time, this is the season that you are causing them to go up higher heights and deeper depths in you in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, even as we continue to lift up Pastor Huggins, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for the man of God. God, I thank you, Lord God, for what you already done in him, what you're about to do in him and through him and for him in Jesus' mighty name. God, I thank you, Lord God, he will have a reverential fear of you, Father, and if he does anything wrong, God, he will quickly repent in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, for the man of God. God, I thank you, Lord God, for in this time, in this season, God, you are elevating him, Lord God, and you are causing him to leap over obstacles. You are causing him to go in a new place in the spiritual realm, God. You are causing him, Lord God, to be warfare ready, that you are teaching him, Lord God, the tactics of the enemy, Lord God, the plans of the evil one, God, that he would be a great teacher. God, I say, let the great teacher, God, begin to teach the people the difference, begin to teach the people how to walk, Lord God, in holiness, how to stand for righteousness, Father. God, I thank you for that teacher anointing, Father. God, even as he comes to you for instructions, Father, God, you thank you, you will open the scroll, that he will eat the whole scroll. Lord God, he will not be a man that will compromise, but he will eat the whole scroll. In Jesus' mighty name, I bind backlash and retaliation and revenge of the enemy. Those things will come, Lord God, and cause destruction. Those things will come and cause setbacks. Those things will come, Lord God, and come up against his call, and come up against his ministry, that will come up against the work. Those things that come to stop and block him from moving forward, Father, we stop and we block the enemy from moving forward in the name of Jesus. And God, we make a siege, Lord God. We thank you for a fire shield around him, around his property, and everything that concerns him in the name of Jesus. God, I just thank you right now, God, that the book is coming alive, Lord God, like never before. God, cause it to be like Moses, God, to bring your people up out of Egypt, Father. Cause him, Lord God, to be the one that will go in, Lord God, where people others will not are afraid to go in, Father, to go, Lord God, to the highways and go in the byways, God, to be a great evangelist, Father. Oh, God, to make a loud sound, God, in the neighborhood, God, to make a loud sound, God. Oh, God, and call forth your people out, Lord God, of captivity in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for that evangelistic anointing, God, that you compel them, God, to compel them to come in, come and see the light, God. I thank you for the anointing to come in, anointing that will rest upon them to draw. Let anointing be upon him to draw souls into the kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that he will not be afraid, God, to go out, God, and get them, God. God, give him wisdom, Lord God, how to win the unlovable, the unreachable, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you for testimonies of all kinds, that you will open up doors that no man can shut, Father. And God, I just thank you right now, God, you say the steps of a good man, the steps of a good man, that you have ordered his steps, God. Order his steps, Lord God. His feet will not trip, God. God, he will not slumber, Father. But God, I thank you that he has a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, Father. Father. And God, I thank you, though, God, that the way of his soul that his feet tread, the land will be subdued. I speak for him new in his life, new territory, new land, God, new souls into the kingdom, God, a new house, new cars, new, a new way of seeing, a new way of believing, God. But I thank you that you are rebuilding him, you are reclining him, you are restoring him, you are, Lord God, are reestablishing his name, God. His name is already going out before him, Father. God, reestablish, Lord God, him, Lord God. Reestablish him, Lord God, from the naysayers and the same ambassadors and the buyers, God. And God, I thank you that he'll be like Nehemiah. He will not come off the wall because he was doing a great work for you, Father. So, Father God, we shield him, Lord God, with the power of the blood of Jesus. We say no weapon formed will be able to prosper against your son. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Elder Anderson, could you pray? The lady that just prayed, her mother is in the hospital. She went in yesterday. Her name is Mother Irma. Could you pray for her?
Amen, woman of God. I want to say what an awesome prayer. I felt that. I appreciate her praying and speaking over my life. I tell you, man, I felt the move of God while she was praying, and I just appreciate it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Father. We just pray for Mother Irma.
Yes.
Mother Irma, amen. We call her name, God, up. God, we speaking it right now, God, in the atmosphere, God, that, God, you continue, God, to touch her, God, from the crown of her head, God. Hey, God, I feel it, God, to the sole of her feet, God. God, you continue, Father, to move, God, what needs to be moved, God. God, to change what needs to be changed, God. God, we speak it, God. God, you say, God, well, there's two or three, God. We're touching and agreeing right now, God, on this Saturday morning, God. That Sister Irma, God, continue, Father, to have a full recovery, God. Hallelujah, right now in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you, God. God, because we know you are a specialist, God. We know you are a doctor, God. God, we know, Father, what the natural doctors say, God. God, but God, what matters most, God, is about what you say, God. God, and right now, God, we know, Father, that right now we're speaking to God in the atmosphere, God. We call it, God, like it is, God. We call it a heal, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, God. We call her recovered, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we call her blessed, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, God. God, God, so you say, God, if we speak it, God, hallelujah, God. God, it shall come to pass. Because we believe, God. God, we're just not praying, God, just to be praying, God. God, but we believe whatever we pray for, God, God, that it shall come to pass, God. So we thank God. Hey, God, for Sister Irma, God. We thank God, God, for the healing that's already taking place, God, in our body, God. We thank God, Father, for the miracle, God. God, we thank God, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. So hold her up, God. Hallelujah, God. God, keep her strong, God. Hallelujah, God. God, keep her focused, God. God, in these times, God. Hallelujah. Anything, God, God, that the enemy, God, may, God, come up against the wick, God. God, we cast it out, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we bind it up, God. Hallelujah, God. God, she will be, God, healed right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, we say thank you, God. We just thank you, Father. God, because we know, Father, that you're in full control, God. God, we're so glad, God, that we have a Father, God, that we can pray to, God. God, we're just glad, God, that we have a Father, God. God, that we can call upon, God, in these times, God. So bless Sister Irma, God. Bless her family, God. Hallelujah. Bless the woman of God, Father. I just appreciate God. I felt, God, the Spirit of God, Father, all in her, God. God, while she was pouring out, God. So bless her, God. God, whatever it may be, God. God, whatever she may be going through, God. God, whatever you have for her, God. God, allow her to see that blessing on the other side, God. God, despite, God, God, what's in front of her now, God. So we thank you, God. God, for praying out, God. For crying out, God. God, for your servant, God. God, so bless, God. God, not only Sister Irma, God, but all the women and men, God. God, that has been sick, God. And, God, that just need a touch from you, God. God, all they need is a touch from you, God. God, and we still can't forget you. Praise the honor. And the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. I'm going to ask Minister Victoria to close us out in just a minute. I want you to know that God loves you so much. He sent Jesus to die for you. God loves you with all of his heart, soul, and strength. And you know what? He is a way of escape. You know, he sent Jesus to show us the way to get out of the horror that's going on the earth. A way of escape to free us of sorrows, the sorrows of this life. So call on God daily. He's on the main line. Call him up today. Don't neglect him. He's waiting on you. Oh, sorry, hung up. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we close out, We just thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your name today on Bible Storyland. We thank you for the prayers. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for those who sang and prayed and taught and those who listened, oh God. And, Father, we thank you for hearing and answering it, every prayer in Jesus' name. Well, have a blessed day, a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And don't forget to praise the Lord. Look forward to hearing from you next Saturday. It's Children's Day. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.